It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big A Morning Mess. Thank you so much for joining us today, folks. We are so excited that you're here. All right, so let me tell you what happened to me with my Uber. So we moved recently, and our new neighborhood has like a little gate you can't get in because I don't want you people swinging by unannounced.
Oh, right. Well, that explains why I got denied.
So Uber comes. So anyway, we call an Uber because we're going out Saturday night, which is odd. And the Uber
congratulations.
The Uber comes to the gate and the guy calls me and says, hello, these Uber, they're not letting me in the blah, blah, blah. And I can't understand a damn word he's saying.
Right.
Okay. So I go, tell them to call me. And he hangs up. So then the guard gate calls me and they go, Mr. K. And I go, yeah. They go, this is the guard gate. I go, yeah. Can you let my Uber in? He goes, no. And I said, why not? He goes, he doesn't have a driver's license.
Oh.
And I said, you mean he doesn't have a driver's license with him or he doesn't have a driver's license, period? He goes, I don't know. He tried to show me his green card. And I was like, you can't come in without a driver's license. Also, I think you should know that your Uber driver is driving without a license.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Well, then that's good that they did that.
Right. So I was like, thank you. So then I canceled that Uber.
Yeah.
And I called another Uber. But then the same guy answered the call.
Shut
so I had
up.
To cancel it again. So I switched to like Uber Black or Uber XL
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
And I got some guy, but I called him immediately and I said, hey, quick question. Do you have a driver's license? And the guy's like,
yes.
Duh, yeah.
I'm a driver.
And I was like, because the last Uber I called didn't. He's like, oh, damn, that's effed up.
Oh, my God.
And then I tweeted at Uber. I was like, dude, your drivers don't have licenses. You got to figure that one out.
How is that even possible?
That's
how do they
I'm
even
wondering.
Get the job? That's actually kind of scary.
Right.
When you think about it. Because if you didn't have that gate, whoever that guy's picking up, people aren't asking that guy for their driver's license.
No, not at all.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I'd never. I mean, it seems like, again, you just assume the guy shows up in a car, he's got a driver's license, but that's not necessarily the case.
Well, maybe he just forgot it then. You know?
I mean,
not that that's a good excuse or anything, yeah. but I'm saying that maybe he does have one. But
I mean,
that's
he's not
still
you,
so
Megan.
Bizarre.
He's like a professional driver.
What would you have done if, like, you got to the, like, he was at your house ready to pick you up, and then you realized? He
I mean,
have
he
a
would
license.
Have never known. That's
I would
the
have
thing.
Never known unless he got pulled over by the cops and the cops.
Right.
Oh, that would have been a whole.
But you would have
story.
Never known otherwise, because you're not going to be like, hey.
Yeah. Then it was
that.
Really weird because when we were leaving, we had to call another Uber because that's the thing about Ubers. You have to like call.
And then you're all worried, like.
Right. So this, but this woman
well,
pulls
now
up.
I'm going to be paranoid about it.
You just card your Uber driver. So this woman pulls up and she's in a Volvo or something, but she's like somebody's grandmother.
Oh.
And I mean, I don't know that she's someone's grandmother, but she just seems like somebody's grandmother. She's mm-hmm. like sweet
she's
and
cute.
Older.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's like, hello, how are you? How was your evening? And I'm like, great, grandma. Why are you out at midnight on a Saturday driving drunk people around?
I know. That
like,
doesn't
it was
seem
weird.
Safe, especially that's, like kids, crazy drunk kids. That
well, and I asked her, and then she started chatting because that's what grandmas do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I just picked up some girls from the basketball team. They were so sweet. I'm like, they're sweet
See?
Now, but give it 2 hours.
Yeah, right.
You throw then it up in the back. Of,
but that's what I say is like our Uber, I'd rather them talk than be completely silent. Our Uber driver this weekend was just dead silent, didn't say anything.
Oh,
so
I don't know. I kind of like sometimes
oh,
not
yeah.
talking.
The last thing I want is a chatty Uber driver.
I know.
But like,
Justin,
I always,
you're the only person
but, like,
I've heard
really
say
are.
That.
No, but like I sat up front and then my girlfriend sat in the back. And
really?
So like
wait,
I couldn't
what?
Talk to her because I feel weird when we sit, like I understand it's a
wait,
taxi. But
wait a minute. Hold on. Was it just the two of you?
Yes.
You got an Uber and you made your girlfriend sit in the back?
She said I'll sit in the back. And I was like, okay.
But
yeah,
why
that's
you sit
where
in the
you're supposed to sit in the Uber.
You sat in the front.
I
Wait,
feel
what?
Like the only time the you sit in the front in an Uber is if the whole back is packed and
Correct.
There's no other space.
Correct.
If it's just you and your girlfriend, like if it was just me and my boyfriend, we would sit in the back.
Like my wife hates me and she still sits next to me in the back of the Uber.
Oh, no, I sat in the front. I thought that's like what you're supposed
you're
to do.
You're just trying to be nice. Like,
you
well,
sat
yeah.
in the front of the front seat of the Uber while your girlfriend sat alone in the back.
Right behind me. So it's like I couldn't even turn back around and like see her. So
oh, my God.
Wow.
This has turned into a whole different conversation.
I would rather ride with a guy that had no license than with Justin in an Uber. 340-9595. I feel bad for your girlfriend. You're like, oh, I want to go
like,
talk to the
out.
Chatty Uber driver. You hang out in the back by yourself. Hey, you sit, you ride Justin, huh?
I'm all
what?
About-
well, like, I meant like
what?
Riding shotgun.
Take it easy.
Never mind.
I don't want to know what
I
Justin
think it's
does.
It's a great idea, you know, riding in front because if grandma strokes out while she's chatting you up, someone needs to take the wheel.
So you do it for your own personal safety.
See?
Yeah, well, and those riding with us, you know.
Grandma
there you
strokes
go.
Out. Yeah, let the drunk guy grab the wheel if grandma strokes out.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for your call. Lindsay from the Beaches.
Yes. Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, we're good. Do you sit up front with the Uber driver as well?
No, I did not, thank God. But I have to tell you guys about my horrible experience on Saturday.
Oh, what happened?
So we ordered this Uber, and it wasn't too late. It was like maybe 12:30 or 1.
Yeah.
But we wondered because we thought the Uber had to be like, this car had to be like a certain year, like from like 2006 or something on. And it was like, maybe like a 1995, like LeSabre.
No way.
I promise you. So we were super shaded out to start, but we were like, oh, okay. Like we've been drinking, obviously. So we're like, oh, whatever. So we get in the car and it like reeks of marijuana.
Oh my God.
Like,
oh,
no.
No way. Like we're supposed to be like the non-sober material. We're like, all right, you know what? Like it's probably safer than us, whatever.
Yeah.
So we started driving home and I obviously was at the beaches and I was in like Avondale Riverside. And so.
Oh, that's far.
Driving and we were like, okay, is he been like, this is not a safe ride. He was like swerving all over. So I kind of got like really nervous and I said like, hey, sir, like, you know, is everything? He's like, yeah, I'm just tired. This is like my 15th hour of driving.
Oh, perfect.
Oh my God.
Like, oh,
wow.
My God. It was horrible. So his name was Joey.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like I went to go like mention something and like, we could hear him like talking to himself. He was like, Jojo, like, it's time for you to start. And we're like, okay, you have got to pull over. Like, this is so crazy.
Yeah, no
Oh, my
kidding.
God. Did you just tell him to pull over?
Was it an Uber? Well, it was an Uber X, right?
Yeah, I think it was. It was whatever one. There was, like, a surge or whatever. So
yeah.
We tried to do just, like, whichever one was cheapest.
Yeah, yeah. See, you can't go cheap on the Uber because you end up with Joey and the LeSabre. You got to go up one, at least one level.
Well, nobody can afford that surging. That's insane.
That is true. That's why here's
outrageous.
Okay, well, fun fact. So, leave before midnight and you won't get the surge price.
Yes. No. So listen, you guys have to this is the fun fact from our Uber the next day. They said to make sure that when you order the Uber, this is so awesome to know, that a lot of people, the only thing that Uber does sometimes, like, that they can't, like, you know, really stay on top of is, like, they can do background checks and all that. But if you match the picture that pops up, like, on your app, make sure that's the same picture of the driver, because sometimes whoever passes the background checks and everything and they get their picture taken,
oh.
If the driver is not the same person, then they're like driving for them, essentially.
Oh, my God, so sketchy.
That is totally
yes.
sketchy.
Oh, my God, now I just want to call a regular taxi.
Hey, Lindsay, thanks so much for your call. We really appreciate it. Yeah, that I'm telling you, if you leave before the party's over, you don't run into any of these problems.
Yeah, well, also, you're late.
Grandma Betty will drive you home in her nice-smelling Volvo. And you don't have to worry about, you know, dying in a haze of smoke.
Oh, my God.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.